Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to SOM Distilleries and Breweries Limited Q1 FY 2023 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Joining us today on this call is Mr. Nakul Sethi, Director of Finance and Strategy. Before we begin, I would like to mention that some of the statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risk and uncertainties. For a list of such considerations, please refer to the earnings presentation. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Sethi for initial comments, and then we will start with interactive question and answer session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to welcome you all on behalf of our company for our quarter one FY 2023 earnings call. Hope you are all keeping safe and healthy. Our performance during the quarter recorded many best ever achievements in the history of our company. We recorded best ever quarterly volumes, revenue, EBITDA and PAT, to name a few. Since the completion of our CapEx plan, this was the first seasonal quarter that we were able to operate without any restrictions. We recorded beer volumes of 47.3 lakh cases during the quarter, resulting in total income of 256 crores. All our mainline brands recorded a stellar performance, and it was best ever volume sales for Hunter and Powerful brands. Our recently launched Woodpecker brand sold around 60,000 cases in Q1, which is close to about 50% of the last year's full year sales. Altogether, Hunter recorded a volume of 20 lakh cases. Black Coat and Powerful recorded 7.2 and 19.4 lakh cases respectively during the quarter. Beer realization for the quarter was rupees 506 per case compared to rupees 462 in FY 2022, primarily driven by higher mix of Hunter in the total volumes and the price hikes which we have taken across brands. Anvil volumes during the quarter was 1.9 lakh cases, an increase over 160% compared to the same period last year. While the IMFL realization for the quarter was 791 compared to rupees 775 in FY 2022. The strong performance across our brands is a testament to the quality of our products. We have been successfully capturing new market share across all our markets, which indicates strong preference for our products by the consumers. The performance and market share gains also a testament to our team's execution capabilities. During the quarter, we recorded an EBITDA of rupees 35.9 crores with a margin of 14%, which is in line with our historical averages. This margin was achieved despite the prevailing inflationary conditions. During the quarter, we took price hikes across all our key markets. In addition, our focus on operational efficiency, supported by near peak utilization of our plants, was the primary driver for the margin enhancement. Our Karnataka plant operated at peak capacity level during the quarter on an annualized basis. Both Bhopal and Odisha plants operated at annualized capacity utilization of around 70%. Our PAT for the quarter was rupees 25.7 crores with a margin of 10%. The overall improvement in operating performance was the primary driver for this improvement. Our gross debt as on 30th June 2022 stood at rupees 180.3 crores compared to 197.3 crores as on 31st March 2022. Compared to March 2022, our net debt improved by around rupees 16 crores as on 30th June 2022. As a result of a reduction in our debt, our total debt to equity ratio at the end of June quarter was 0.6x compared to 0.7x in March 2022. Our net debt to LTM EBITDA ratio improved significantly to 2.9x in June 22 compared to over 10x as on March 22. This improvement is a clear indicator of our balance sheet strength and robust capabilities. In addition to the favorable demand scenario, the change in excise policy and increase in the sale points, particularly in MP, benefited our overall performance. The sales touch points in MP have increased by over 3x due to sales of IMFL through IML stores. It would be too early to predict the exact impact from this change as it has been just a quarter. We continue to track the development and pattern closely and will update once we have better clarity in terms of benefit from the increase in the touch points. Going ahead, we expect to continue the growth momentum. In the last 1 year, we have been successful in enhancing our market share in all key markets and will continue to gain further to drive our volume growth. Furthermore, we also intend to increase our presence in the states of Uttar Pradesh and Delhi, which are high growth and profitable markets. We remain focused on enhancing our utilization levels to ensure better returns on our assets and strong cash flow generation. With this, we would now like to open the floor for Q&A. Thank you so much for your patience.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Pritesh Chheda from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello sir. Congratulations for a first clear season and good numbers. So I was trying to compare the number versus a quarter which was more clearer pre-COVID, which was the June 19 quarter. For comparison purpose, just wanted to understand on the beer side, would we be plus 7-8% in volume versus June 19? Is that reference proper? And how would have the industry been versus the June 19 base quarter? And my second question is, we are still trailing in terms of gross margin versus the June 19 quarter based on whatever cost increases that would have happened. If you could just help us understand to what extent are we still trailing in terms of the cost increase and on the pricing increase that we have got.
First, answering your question on gross margins. The gross margins continue to be under pressure because, for example, we have seen that since March, there has been considerable increase in the price of barley as well as glass bottles and so CC boxes. Unless we have...
Quantify the price increase. Barley is, I think, about 30%.
Just to give you a figure in terms of where the prices are, yes, you can say it has risen from December, it was 30, now it's about 39.
So 30% is barley increase, and glass price?
Glass price from, say, about 13 rupees a bottle in March, it has risen to about 14.53. In June.
11%.
And I think in about December or January it was about close to about 12.5.
Okay.
Similarly, if you look at sugar also, sugar has risen from about 35.14 per kg to about 37.7.
Okay.
So the inflationary trend in the prices of the raw materials and packing materials continues.
Okay. So what is the price hike that you have got and what is the blended increase in the... So can I assume that there is 12 to 15% increase in the cost if I take barley, glass, sugar, whatever you have mentioned?
Yeah.
And correspondingly, what is the increase in pricing?
Pricing, you can see that, I mean, for the full year, we were at 445 or so, FY22. And right now, quarter one is about 505.
505 divided by 445.
And say that a 10% blended increase. Obviously, it will also depend upon the sales mix going forward. But, I mean, assuming that we sell more of Hunter, you can say 10% is the...
So, then why is the gross margin still trailing?
Because the costs have given are obviously higher than the price increase also.
And how much is the trail left? How much more price increase?
I mean, assuming 15-20% cost price, 10% is the increase in price. So, you know, 8-10% is still there.
Okay. And what is the performance in beer volumes on the June 19 base, if you could give that?
See, we have recorded... Just a minute.
Is it a flat volume?
It's not a... I think we have not done better than this ever in our history. So, it's not a flat volume at all.
Can you give the volume growth number, sir?
Yeah, yes, sir.
And correspondingly, have it gained any market? I think in June 19, you wouldn't be there in Orissa, right? Or you were there in Orissa?
We were there in Orissa. We were there in Orissa as well as in Karnataka. Both the states we were there.
Okay. So versus June 19.
We had done about 37.8 lakh cases then.
So 47 divided by 38. So we have a plus 20%. And industry would have been what?
See, I mean, industry per se is growing, and the point is we are not concerned about British or the industry. The thing is that we have gained market share. So if you look at 1920, we were about close to about 3.5% in Karnataka for whole 1920. And currently we are at about for, I think we are at close to about 11.5. Or, I mean, we ended the year 21-22 at 6.9%.
Mm.
And for quarter one, we ended the quarter at 11.7%.
Okay.
Actually, if you look at Odisha, 1920, we were at full year 8.1% of the industry. Currently, I mean, 21-22, we were at 10.9. Quarter one, we are at 12.7%.
So 13 versus 8. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Understood, sir. And lastly, sir, this price increase, when should you get it? To offset the residual impact of the RM?
Yeah, I mean, the price increase is just got in April.
This 10%?
Yes.
So you need some more, right? So that will now come next year straight?
Normally it comes in next year only.
Okay. So once a year basically?
Yes.
Before the season starts?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Keshav Garg from CCIPL. Please go ahead.
Sir, I wanted to understand that, sir, have we got the liquor retailing license for the whole of MP?
No.
Sir, so basically we are not in retailing, we are only in manufacturing.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. And, sir, going ahead, sir, you think that on a quarterly basis, we can sustain the same numbers because your presentation says that there is some seasonality, and I also understand that maybe in summer, beer sells more.
No, I mean, in terms of, see, the quarter one is supposed to be the best quarter for beer as an industry. So obviously, these kind of margins or volumes can't be sustained for the rest of the year.
Sir, so any idea you would like to give us that, I mean, like, going forward from second quarter onwards, what kind of top line we should expect? Let's say around 200 crore per quarter. Is that a reasonable expectation?
We would not like to give any guidance about how we are going to end the year or what the quarter's growth is going to be. But we are very much confident of a good performance in the remaining 9 months of the current financial year.
Sir, and also, what are your CapEx plans going forward?
Right now, we do not have any CapEx plans, but we will review the same maybe by January of next year.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, thank you very much, sir, for the opportunity. So I just wanted to understand, do we have any kind of a vision for 3 years in terms of growth and margin? How do we see that over the next 3 years?
Yeah, our expectation would be that we should be closer to our historical margins in the next 3 years or so. In terms of top line, we would like to get this question apart.
Okay. And in terms of margin, you mentioned historical margin, that means 17%, right?
I think I'll be more comfortable within the range of 14% to 15%.
14% to 15% historical. And that is on the annual basis we are talking about, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. And sir, can you throw some light on what sort of product or any new product offering we are looking at that will drive growth maybe FY24 or anything on our expansion side? So any kind of color that you can provide in these lines?
I think our three brands which we sell are millionaire brands, and they are very well recognized in the market and are doing very well and are available at the various price points. So we don't think that there is a need for a new brand to be introduced anytime soon.
Okay. But are we looking to expand their reach as we maybe next 1 to 2 years?
Like I had mentioned in my statement earlier, that we are looking at markets like UP, Delhi, and Kerala, and canteen stores to drive our growth, to drive our further growth in the next 2 to 3 years.
Oh, understood. That's quite helpful. Yep, that's it from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kalpesh Parekh from JSN Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Heartiest congratulations on good set of numbers.
Thank you, sir.
Sir, I was just going through the presentation, and as you mentioned that our focus will be on this three product, Hunter, Black Fort, and Power Kool. And we are quite strong in only three states as on today: Madhya Pradesh, Karnataka, Odisha, which you are saying that we plan to expand to UP and other parts, Delhi and other parts. Then don't you think we'll be needing some CapEx for the same?
See, as of now, currently where we stand, we have got enough capacity in our Bhopal plant to reach out to UP and to Delhi.
So current utilization will be how much? 75%-80%?
Utilization is 70%. It was for quarter one.
Right.
But there's still enough scope for us to produce more.
Okay. So at least we will have to take this call probably a year down the line type of thing, but 1 or 2 years down the line.
Like I previously mentioned, that maybe we'll give it a thought in January of next year. Because UP per se is a can market. If we want to, you know, sell more in UP, we'll have to maybe think of a increasing our canning capacity here in Bhopal. But that is something which is not in our radar right now. Maybe after about 8-9 months, we'll take a call on that.
Right. But sir, we also have this IMFL facility. So slowly, steadily, should we expect more focus only on beer? I mean, already it is 95. So should we expect 100% beer only happening in coming days, coming time?
Because normally we have seen that in the summer months, beer sells more. That's why the share of IMFL has gone down. But I think about we should expect in the long term or the medium term that we should be selling about 88 to 89% of beer and about 10-11% of IMFL.
Right. And my last question is on your pref allotment, what the management has decided as on today, I mean at 72 rupees. So this is like to any specific investors we have identified for whom we are giving, or it is like we are still evaluating?
No, this the money for the pref will be basically used for furthering the working capital requirements of the company. Because most of the states where we operate or are currently are duty paid states. So the company has to invest in the duties, excise duty before the dispatch of the goods from the factories. So this money basically will be used for that purpose.
Okay. So it is done, the contribution will be by promoters and from the friend circle as on today.
Yes.
Okay. Wish you all the best, sir. And let's catch up whenever you are in Bombay next time.
Yeah, sure. We'll do.
Thanks.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Tanisha from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Just one question from my end. So it would be helpful if you could just throw some light on the healthy volume recovery compared to last year. I mean, how much of the growth is driven by the core empty market and how much is from the newer markets? I mean, if you just could bifurcate and give us some light on that, so where is the growth come from?
So, I mean, if you look at, I'll just give you an idea about the, so about 54% of the volumes have come from MP.
Okay.
Close to 26% have come from Karnataka and 15% have come from Odisha. So that makes it altogether close to about, I think, 95%. 5% would be from the remaining states like Delhi, Kerala, UP and CSE.
Fair enough, fair enough. That's it, thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, you press star and one. The next question is from the line of Mr. Aman Vich from Astute Investment Management. Please go ahead.
My first question is if you can talk about the MP market, like you had explained in Odisha and Karnataka, how we have increased our market share. So if you can talk the same for MP market.
The MP market, we are the market leader. We, for the June quarter, we had a market share of 35%. And opening of the outlets where the excise department has increased the point of sales and included the country liquor shops also for distribution has immensely helped the growth of the industry per se also.
How would have the industry grown in Q1 in MP?
It's grown quite well.
Any numbers, did we gain market share or we grow as per the market only?
So I think that the industry per se has grown by about 10%, and we have taken a share more than 10% because our market share was slightly less last year.
Sure. If you can briefly talk about the opportunities going forward in, say, UP, Delhi and Kerala market, what is the current market? And in next 3 years, what kind of market share are we targeting?
No, it's very difficult for me to give specific as to what market share we'll be targeting or what we want to achieve there. But I mean, they are growth markets where we want to be. And they are big markets. Like, for example, UP is about, I think, about 4.5 to 5 crore case beer market. Delhi is about 1.5 crore case market. So these are markets where we want to have a considerable or significant presence going forward.
Sure, sir. So at least for next 1-2 years, among the 3-4 geographies, where do you think the growth will be fastest?
Yeah, so these two markets are very important for the growth of the company.
And what kind of growth are you expecting?
We want to increase our market share in states where we are already doing well, like Odisha and Karnataka and MP.
Sure, sir. That is it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Krishna, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead, sir. You're audible.
Yeah. Can you share the revenue mix for the last year statewide, as you just mentioned, for the June quarter?
Sorry?
Can you share the revenue mix for the beer segment? Statewide, as you just shared for the June.
We normally don't share the revenue mix statewide.
No, like you shared that you had 54% volume from MP. So last year, how much volume would be from MP?
That's what I said. Normally, don't share.
Okay. No issue. That's it from us.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference to the management for closing comments. Nakul sir, would you like to give any closing comments?
Yeah, sure. I would thank you all for sharing your time and joining this call. We are very confident of the future going forward, and hopefully we should do very well in the coming short to medium term. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Som Distilleries and Breweries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.